Examining the Presidential Candidates in Light of Biblical Teachings. By Sandy Schwark, BSN, RN, Retired Emeritus. Copyright Schwark 2024. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Minus Proverbs chapter 29 verse 25. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verses 38 to 39. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Having believed, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 14. Thank you for following along with me on this journey of discernment. I learned a lot in researching the presidential candidate's deeds and words in light of biblical teachings. It opened my eyes to things I'd never known and helped me rethink things I'd once thought were true. I hope it has been of help to you, too. The facts showed more powerfully than I might ever have imagined, that this election is the most important one in my lifetime if we are to save our country, our faith, and our Constitution. Jesus' teachings guide us to what he would want us to do. We are at a crossroads at this moment in history. Whether we will continue to be a free and sovereign nation or succumb to the evils of an anti-God, anti-life, and anti-free global world governance. Yet, currently 104 million Americans of faith don't plan to vote. In a study just published by Cultural Research Center, 99% of church-going Christians said the candidates' positions on the key issues in this series will affect who they vote for. That same survey found, however, that fewer than half of churches and pastors talked about the teachings of the Bible on these same issues. Abraham Lincoln said the Bible is the best gift God has given to man, and he often turned to its reason when making moral decisions. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. As Christians, it's up to us to do the right thing, as warriors for Christ and for good. The Bible matters and is the soul of our country. It teaches that we are to read, test all things, learn and share the truth. By testing we may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. This critical election calls for each and every one of us to vote, with the Bible in one hand and Jesus' teachings in our hearts. Seal of Hope. I wanted to close by sharing this message of hope from Jesus that helped me not become overwhelmed as we are surrounded by so much evil in the world. Jesus taught us not to fear, as fear is the work of Satan and evil men. He also reminded us in Scripture that he has marked his true believers with a seal which is promised to protect us through to the end. We can hold in our hearts his promise to his faithful. I pray Christians will follow Jesus' lessons to practice discernment as diligently as they can, help others to hear the good news, and follow his word with all their heart. That will be the saving grace for our country and for God's people everywhere. Let us pray for America, for our leaders, churches, children, and the future. And never give up the hope that Jesus brings. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Minus 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Faith on the Ballot series. Christian, read and share Sandy Schwark's Faith on the Ballot series, examining the presidential candidates in light of biblical teachings. Part 1. Trusting Jesus in making the right choice. Part 2. Beginning the discernment journey. Part 3. Religious freedoms and rights of conscience. Part 4. Scripture and LGBTQ+ rights policy. Part 5. Living our faith at the voting booth. Minus life and abortion in Scripture. Part 6. God's word on crime and abuse of office in public servants. Part 7. Border walls and sovereignty of nations in Scripture. Part 7. Continued. What's the truth of a border crisis? Part 8. Scripture on taxes and government spending. Part 9. False doctrine of climate change. Part 10. The spiritual battle for our country, growth of evil. Part 11. The spiritual battle for our country, their world vision. Epilogue. Following Jesus' teachings as we vote.